From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
On a cold summer day in San Francisco several years ago, I was doing homeless outreach with Ronnie, a wiry 50-something homeless man. In a bleak industrial area, Ronnie introduced me to families living in scattered vehicles. After 2 hours, we stopped at the local fire station to request the use of their community room. A woman answered the door. Now, I'll admit, I wasn't looking my best. My ponytail had come apart in the damp wind, and the oversized suit jacket Ronnie loaned me was at odds with my brightly colored outfit. The fire station employee, assuming I was homeless, looked at me with utter revulsion. As she started to shut the door in our faces, I explained that I worked with a community agency. She smiled, chagrined, and made it clear that she never would have been so callous to an educated and middle-class woman. In the Bay Area, we have an ongoing public discourse about homelessness. But lately, it is not about solutions. Almost everyone agrees that there is not enough affordable housing. Instead, our discussion, tinged with disdain, focuses on how bad homeless people are. A local columnist applauds when police remove people from a public park simply because they look homeless. Advocates receive hate mail. Even when there are not enough beds, police arrest homeless people for sleeping in the street. This takes a human toll. Homeless people are alienated and vulnerable. One caseworker reports that in the past few months, 5 of her 30 clients have been assaulted in apparent hate crimes. A homeless friend of mine recently died after she was brutally beaten on the street. The police didn't investigate her beating initially because she was just another homeless woman. Pam was a brave advocate for herself and others, and her death hit me hard. But it is worse to think about the way that she was treated when she was alive, how different Pam's life could have been had she encountered more kindness and less revulsion. Every day we are tested for our ability to transcend stereotypes and treat homeless people with understanding. I think of Pam and myself on that foggy summer day at the firehouse and hope we can do better. With a Perspective, I'm Elisa Della Piana.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.